And now, a sports update with James Willis.
Mixed bag in sport tonight. We've got soccer, we've got golf, we've got basketball, we've got racing. James Willis is across it all. I was listening to a bit of Adelaide radio because of where I am at the moment, James, and they're filthy that the Western Sydney Wanderers have pinched the former Adelaide United coach for this coaching role. They believe that he walked out on Adelaide United and didn't give him a good enough reason.
Well, maybe, I guess. Look, the Western Sydney Wanderers fans would feel that their coach, Tony Popovich, walked out.
Did he ever?
A week before the start of the season to join a club in Turkey. And I don't even know how he's going over there. I haven't been able to find out anything. But the club he went to had burnt through a coach every 3 months for the last 3 years or something. But this bloke, Gombau, is highly regarded. He'd won an A-League title with Adelaide a couple of years ago. So the Western Sydney Wanderers got their man. I feel a bit sorry for the assistant coach, Hayden Fox, who'd been guiding the Western Sydney Wanderers in the early stages. He is pretty highly regarded as well. But at the end of the day, to get their big signing in Gombau, I think most Wanderers fans would be pretty happy to get him on as head coach for the rest of this season.
So when I was missing, did anyone ever get to the bottom of why Popovich decided to walk away, aside from, I presume, he got a better offer?
Yeah, I think the money was better, and I think there'd been offers and he'd considered leaving before, but really, talking to a couple of Wanderers fans, they were filthy that he'd left at such short notice, but the fact that he'd won them an Asian Cup, he'd taken them to a couple of grand finals without winning a title, but they'd been a pretty successful team in their opening five seasons. I don't think Popovich owes them anymore. I think he'd done enough. The timing stank of it all, but at the end of the day, the money must have been pretty good to go to Turkey at such short notice.
Golf, we're promoting the fact that you can win $1 million if you can hit a hole in one on a constructed par three on the 18th hole of Ross Greenwood's home club, the Australian Golf Club. I shouldn't say that because he hasn't told his wife he's actually joined, but that is not normally a par three. It's a longish par four from memory that curves around to the right, but it's got a natural amphitheater on the end of it, and you could turn it into a par three if you put a tee box halfway down the fairway. It's very hard to hit a hole in one, but who knows? Someone might win $1 million. What sort of lineup are they going to have at the Australian Open?
Could be one of the best we've seen, Steve, to be honest. Jordan Spieth now loves starting with the Australian Open, and that's really a springboard for the rest of his season. He won in a playoff last year. He was beaten the year before, but won the year before that. He loves coming to Sydney and playing this as one of his first tournaments of the year. So Jordan Spieth confirmed, one of the biggest names in golf. Jason Day is playing, the former world number one, the Australian. He's won a major. Then you've got some people like Jeff Ogilvie involved as well, but it really is one of the hottest Australian open fields we've seen in quite some time. It is, as you say, the Australian Golf Club from the 23rd to the 26th of November. And that is a pretty interesting incentive and prize being offered to our listeners that if you get in that draw from par three length, if you can get a hole in one at the Australian, you win $1 million. So worth throwing your hat in the ring. It's a pretty interesting competition.
Well, it is, and it's not impossible to win. Just mentioning Ross, I know that the second hole at the Australian Golf Club is a par three, and it's off an elevated tee. He was playing there with a mate of ours and that guy's wife, and she, Sunny, her name is, actually had a hole in one on that par three on the Australian Golf Club not 6 months ago.
Wow. So there you go. Have you play a lot of golf? Have you had a hole in one?
No. I've had a hole in 10. I haven't had any hole in ones. No.
You've been close?
No, not really. I'm not good enough. But I mean, it's one of those things that if you strike the ball and you get onto it well, and you can be lucky, you know, it can bounce, it can roll in, it can hit the flag stick and drop into the hole. You can be lucky. So anyone who's thinking of entering should actually absolutely have a crack. Now, someone who doesn't need $1 million is Ben Simmons. He's got a hell of a lot more than that. He was the number one pick in the 2016 draft. He's absolutely set this competition alight. So his club has actually announced that they're going to give him a third year of his contract.
Yeah, after a stunning couple of games in the NBA, which is the biggest basketball competition in the world, people are starting to realise just how special this kid is, Ben Simmons. As you say, yes, last year he was the number one overall draft pick in America for their youth draft league. And from that, after that, he was injured for all of last year due to foot problems while he was still growing. He's 6'10". He's a massive kid, only 21 years of age, originally from Melbourne. So he's eligible to play for Australia, and he will do. But Philadelphia, after just a couple of games where he set all sorts of records in terms of points and assists for a rookie and rebounds, have now decided that they're going to activate a clause which secures him for the third year of his contract as well. The third year is worth $8.4 million Australian, and then the sky is the limit from there on in. But what will happen, Steve, is he'll end up being the highest paid Australian athlete on the planet, and the contract offers will continue to go up and up and up, and you start getting into your 10, 20, 30, 40, who knows. I mean, that's your top players like LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, those sort of players, but there's no reason Ben Simmons won't be there. The way he has set the competition alight in the early rounds is just phenomenal. He's such an exciting talent.
And he's rolled gold for us to play for the Boomers in the Olympics in Tokyo, I presume.
Well, yeah, how good's that? I mean, look, he's already played at junior level for Australia. He'll represent Australia on the world stage, and he is going to be... I mean, it's a couple of games, and let's not get carried away, but from the early signs, he could well turn into our best basketball player ever. And, you know, who knows where he'll end up in the NBA.
My old mate Lloyd Williams, former boss of Crown Casino, decides if he wants to win a Melbourne Cup, the best way to do it is just have as many horses in it as you can.
It makes the barrier draw a little bit less nerve-wracking, doesn't it, when you could potentially have 7 of the 24 starters, nearly a third of the field. At this stage, now we know Lloyd's won 5 Melbourne Cups. He won last year with our Mandan, but there's a chance that he could have up to 7 in the field for next Tuesday's race. Our Mandan is the race favourite. You've got Johannes Vermeer, who was excellent in the lead-up in a couple of runs, including in the Caulfield Cup. Rekindling, Bondi Beach, a unknown horse called US Army Ranger, and if there's some rain, another of Lloyd's horses called Gallant will all run there. So our Mandan is the race favourite after last year, but no Damien Oliver in the saddle, who's been suspended for the entire Spring Carnival. They have flown in the Italian veteran Frankie Dettori, who's a very, very good jockey to ride. But that'll be really, really interesting. And I love watching Lloyd Williams' horses go around. Most of them are always trained by Robert Hickmott. And
well, Robert only trains for Lloyd. He doesn't train for anyone else because Lloyd pays him so much money. He's won. He won it with Just a Dash in '81. What a Nuisance in '85. I think Just a Dash, Kerry Packer had a part of ownership of that. What a Nuisance in '85. Efficient in 2007. Green Moon in '12. And Al Mandan, as you said last year, it's a very crowded mantelpiece at the Williams House. He has lost his favourite jockey off Al Mandan though through suspension.
Yeah, Damien Oliver won't ride and is out for the entire Spring Carnival due to danger or improper riding at doing a Cox Plate last week, so he won't ride. Frankie Dettori, the Italian jockey, contacted Lloyd and agreed to take the ride. So he's a pretty good jockey, a veteran. And look, if you ever want to do your form, just look for that navy and white with a different colour hat, and then the Lloyd Williams horses. So that's always a good guide.
Yeah, indeed. And we've got the Derby to come before that, and we'll have a look at that tomorrow night. Thank you, James. I'll talk to you then.
Anytime. Thanks, Steve. Cheers.